My name is Doreen Garvey-Wandon. I'm a Wurundjeri Senior Elder and Wandoon Senior Elder, also Director of both organisations. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, and the other Kulin nations as the custodians of the lands across the Yarra Ranges, on whose unceded lands our work in the community takes place. We pay respects to all Aboriginal community elders, past and present, who have resided in the area and have been and always will be an integral part of the story of the region. Art and soul, walking on country, connecting with our history, nurturing our body, mind and soul.
Cave Hill and Beresford Roads. The intersection of Cave Hill and Beresford Roads witnessed many major events in Lilydale's history, particularly funerals. From the 1960s, funeral processions from Lilydale travelled along Cave Hill, Beresford and Victoria Roads to the entrance of Lilydale Cemetery. One of the most famous funerals was that of Dame Nellie Melba on February 26, 1931, when Melba's own scouts escorted a horse-drawn gun carriage carrying the Diva's coffin to her final resting place. Cave Hill Road stretches from Nelson Road in the north to Melba Avenue in the south. However, it originally ran from the entrance of the Cave Hill Quarry to Main Street to provide the access for bullock drays carrying limestone to Melbourne prior to the opening of the Lilydale Railway line in 1882. The Cave Hill Industrial Estate is located on the area originally called Duck Swamp, as the floodwaters from Alinda Creek and the drain near the railway line spread across the low-lying paddocks. Beresford Road, east of Cave Hill Road to the Alinda Creek, was called Duck Swamp Roads by the locals. At 53 to 59, Cave Hill Road is a group of 19th century homes built for the managers of Cave Hill Quarry. They are included in the Shire of Yarra Ranges Heritage Overlay.